Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Translut. I know what you really want. I know how much you enjoy being pulled down into trance. I know how much you like it. That feeling of slowly losing control to the sound of my voice. Going into that familiar state so easily. But no, I know how much your mind craves it. It almost takes any opportunity that it gets to drift back into that state. If I were to lower my voice almost to a whisper, saying sweet things that pull your mind down, you'd already be going into trance before you know it. See? You're that hungry for it. It's as if there's a deep emptiness inside. However, rather than it being filled, it wants to expand. You want to feel that emptiness take you over. Cover your unconscious and conscious mind with a wonderful blanket of nothingness. However, I'm not going to make it that easy for you. Because you yearn for trance. Take every opportunity for it like a thirsty, craving slut. It's almost as if the feeling of slipping away, that wonderful sensation of drifting and dropping and slowing down, is arousing by itself. As if the feeling of slipping away into that state is a beautiful, delicious depravity that you simply can't deny yourself. Oh no, don't drop just yet. Wake. Make sure you really hear all the things that I have to say about you. I want you to feel that yearning, that craving. It's too easy if you just drop with every opportunity to float away into that state deeper and deeper and deeper, like a single raindrop from the sky, splashing into nothingness, dripping down. A soft, deep yearning, an aching need. And then you wake, almost frustrated again that you dropped without even really knowing. You're just listening to me telling you how much of a slut you are for trance. How eager you are to be hypnotized, how aching your mind is for these moments where a simple word can cause you to dive deep into that state, even before the word, even before you actually heard the words that you're yearning for so badly. You're so keen, almost too eager to drop into trance without thinking, without needing anything else but the trance itself, except perhaps for the pleasure that it causes, those waves of losing control just flowing through you and mixing with the aching need to go deeper, so impatient for that very simple word. Wake. But that's the wrong word. That's the one that takes away what you want, that pulls you up from that delicious depth that you were enjoying just moments before. Now you much prefer that other word that you heard so sweetly. With just a snap of my fingers, a simple cessation of thoughts spreading through your spine, like a little explosion that blasts away your thoughts with a simple drop. And then the deep wave down that wonderful craving need, so eager, so greedy, so predictable. You know, you really shouldn't make it this easy. You really should try to stay awake as much as you can to prove me wrong about how much of a trance slut you are. Such a hussy for hypnosis. And yet, you keep coming back for more and less. More depth, more trance, more pleasure, more. Less thoughts. Less control. Less time. Nothing. You slut. See, you couldn't even resist it for a minute. You're already drifting down deeper and deeper, following my voice like that eager sleeper slipping away so easily. And even if I wake you, I don't think there's much left of your mind right now, is there? You keep drifting back down, having so much effort to even keep your eyes open. And no matter how much you try to resist, no matter how much you try to deny how much you enjoy it, because enjoy you do, you're so hungry for more. And parts of your body are deeply thirsty for the pleasure, the wetness, the wanting, the needing. And I haven't even done a countdown or asked you to breathe in or out. It's as easy as you think it is. Going in and out of trance is as easy as breathing. For a trance slut, it is life itself at times. Waking up and dropping down even more. Oh yes. Oh yes, so much pleasure. such delicious, deep trance, such wonderful, meandering hypnosis, not for any specific or spectacular effect, just the induction, the slow feeling of losing control over and over again, until your mind and body are as pliable as anything. Such a sweet, helpless feeling to be a trance slut, invited to drop even deeper, to feel the delicious desire melt your mind. It's almost as if the arousal starts in your thoughts when you're awake, and then once you get that invitation, there's a little drop of your thoughts drifting down, seeping through your spine and going all the way down between your legs. And when the drop arrives there, the increased heat and flow makes your mind flutter with desire. But no, I don't want to make it too easy, you slut. I don't want you to give in before I'm done with you. Or am I? Have I already put you deep too many times for you to count? Or are you just beginning to drop even deeper than before? I wonder which side of your mind is the most entranced right now. Is it the logical side? The part of you that tries to analyze and wonder with wide open eyes, drifting into trance? Or is it the part that's creative, alive with different shapes, forms, sounds, ideas? All these different directions to drop deeper into trance imagined by your mind. So which part of you is giving in even more? Is it the logical side, knowing that you're giving in, feeling the responses of your body following all the instructions? Or is it the creative side, giving in to the imagination of drifting deeper into trance so mindlessly, easily, that every part of you just can't help but follow? And whichever side it is, the other follows in suit, lusting for more, greedy to fall back into that state, awake only to drop even more eagerly, so impatient for that moment to drop. It can't happen often and deep enough, and yet each new induction is another opportunity to be awake at the beginning and then feeling that slow, slippery slide like a leaf falling in the wind slowly down to the ground, each and every sway a little bit deeper drop. That's right. You are a trans slut, helplessly needy, eager, thirsty for more. I could stop. I could be quiet, leaving your imagination running wild with the logic of how it would continue. I could tease you so easily right now. Your mind has been pulled up and down so much that I don't think you have any resistance anymore. But it's more fun if you're not sure, where you feel as if you could have resisted if you wanted to, knowing that there's no chance whatsoever. The illusion that there's any chance for you to get out of this unaffected, only to enjoy the effect even more, as the up and the down drifts deep through your spine, pulling you with all those dropping thoughts, ending up down deep between your legs. Arousal is funny that way. Every heartbeat, it causes another pulse, another wave of pressure. And the more sensitive you become, the more aware you can be of this pulsing pleasure down below, which has the unfortunate side effects of completely blanking your mind. Even if you open your eyes, it's no more than an empty stare, as your body keeps distracting you, keeps pulling you down over and over again with that wonderful, teasing pleasure. Anyway, I should really stop and wake you, taking the pleasure and the trance away just as easily as I granted it. Although that would be rather cruel. So let's drop back down and feel it intensify as you embrace it even more. That's right. Allow yourself to enjoy it to the fullest, giving in to that wonderful feeling of trance that you need so badly. Because in the end, you know what you are. And so do I. Now, in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, ooh la la, I'm sure that you'll only drop deeper. You've depraved trans slut. Or if my voice doesn't follow, you can assuredly awake again eventually, somehow drifting, enjoying, as long as it's safe, of course. Have fun.